I'm Jonathan Evans.
And I'm Ashley Thompson.
This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Joe Biden said Friday he will soon send a small number of U.S. troops to help bolster the NATO presence in Eastern Europe as tensions rise over Russia's military buildup on the borders of Ukraine. Biden made the remarks during a speech in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, on Friday. The United States already has tens of thousands of U.S. troops stationed across mostly Western Europe, but the Pentagon is discussing sending a small number of reinforcements to the tense eastern flank. This week, spokesman John Kirby said 8,500 troops were on heightened alert for possible deployment to assist NATO. Ukraine is not a member of NATO, but Washington fears spillover into neighboring NATO countries if Russia attacks Ukraine. Moscow insists it does not plan to attack, but has stationed more than 100,000 combat troops on the borders and is demanding that Western powers exclude Ukraine from ever joining the NATO alliance, as well as other concessions. Biden warned in a news conference last week that a Russian assault on Ukraine would achieve the opposite to the Kremlin's stated goal. Biden had said if Russia invades Ukraine, NATO would actually increase troop presence in Ukraine's neighbors who are NATO members, such as Poland and Romania. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said Friday he could not rule out further escalation of tensions with Russia, but he criticized what he said was too much panic weighing on the economy. He said that was a message he gave U.S. President Joe Biden in their phone call Thursday, and Russia was trying to intimidate Ukraine. This is VOA News. The United States and European Union said Friday that they are working together to source alternative supplies of natural gas to protect the EU in case key energy supplier Russia retaliates against sanctions. In a statement, the U.S. President Biden and EU Chief Ursula von der Leyen said that they are working jointly towards continued sufficient and timely supply of natural gas to the EU from diverse sources across the globe to avoid supply shocks, including those that could not result from a Russia invasion of Ukraine. Russia supplies about 40% of the natural gas used in Europe, where prices are already skyrocketing and winter is far from over. Denmark's defense minister said Friday that European allies have agreed to draw up plans within 2 weeks for how to continue their fight against Islamist militants in Mali after France said the situation with the ruling junta in Mali had become untenable. Tensions have escalated between Mali and its international partners after the junta failed to organize an election following two military coups. It has also deployed Russian private military contractors, which some European countries have said is incompatible with their mission. Speaking after a virtual meeting of the 15 countries involved in the European Special Task Mission, the Danish defense minister told Reuters news agency that the parties had agreed to come up with a plan within 14 days to decide what the counterterrorism should look like in the future. The ministers held crisis talks after the junta insisted on the immediate withdrawal of Danish forces, claiming their presence was illegal. Britain and Japan are preparing to hold a summit in Japan between the Prime Ministers Boris Johnson and Fumio Kishida in mid-February. The report said Johnson and Kishida are expected to discuss the Ukraine crisis as well as ways to counter an increasingly strong China. The United Nations said Friday that an Islamist militia in eastern Congo killed more than 1,200 people in 2021. That's up almost 50% from the previous year. This took place despite the government imposing martial law and conducting joint operations with Uganda to stop the violence. The UN Joint Human Rights Office said the increase in killings occurred as the Allied Democratic Forces, a Ugandan armed group aligned with Islamic State, extended its attacks further northward to another province. Islamic State has claimed responsibility for some of the violence, including a string of bombings in Uganda in October and November, in an explosion in a restaurant in the Congolese city of Beni on Christmas Day. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.